Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long. Shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. The hands are on your lap. Softly, gently close your physical eyes. And don't think that your head is on your neck. Instead, imagine your spine and neck bone is a long pole of a hot stand. Your skull is hanging on top of it, like a very light hat. So there is no pressure anywhere on your neck. Now let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line is reaching the top and coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can, please imagine the line finally reaches the very center of the planet. By this long straight line, you are firmly grounded. And by observing this long straight line, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. Our physical eye focuses on one point. Our inner eye includes everything and see everything at once. So just imagine, look at this long straight line and observe your inner eye is sensing, feeling the space around you. This is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. You are firmly grounded, your chakras are settled, and baggage in your mind is dropping off one by one through this line. And your consciousness now can travel around you, in and out of your body freely. So observe this long straight line and observe your mind, including any kind of physical sensations, mind chatters, heaviness, tightness, fatigue. Just observe. And be aware there is this observer here throughout this meditation. Now, slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling. Even though you find that your breathing is shallow or irregular, don't call. Don't try to fix it. Just observe. Observe and observe. So now, slowly bring your consciousness onto the center of your chest and start breathing there. So you inhale to the heart chakra and you exhale from the heart chakra. You inhale from all the directions to heart chakra and you exhale to all the directions from your heart chakra. If you feel uncomfortableness, observe that uncomfortableness. If you feel good, observe the good feeling. Now let's try to breathe with the solar plexus, third chakra. Inhale to third chakra. And exhale from the third chakra. All the prana come to that energy center. And your appreciation and gratitude is out with your exhalation from the third chakra. You receive the prana and you exhale your appreciation and gratitude. Let's go up to throat chakra. So can you breathe with the center of your throat? All the creativity and passion and compassion is coming to your throat center. You receive it. And with your gratitude and appreciation, you exhale. Receive abundance and security. And exhale your gratitude. Now let's go to the third eye, the very center of your head. So you inhale the wisdom, and exhale your gratitude and appreciation. You inhale the harmony and trust. And exhale with your appreciation and gratitude. Okay, now let's breathe with whole body. You inhale with whole body. And exhale with your whole body. Your whole body is joining this holy communication. And now it's a time to stop your own breathing and instead focus on God's breathing. So God is everywhere around you, and God is breathing. Now God exhales. His breath is coming to you from all the directions. You receive it with whole body, and God inhales, his breath is out slowly with your gratitude and appreciation. So maybe a little bit challenging if you are first timer here, but try to focus on God's breathing. God is breathing, not you. God exhales. Can you feel his breath is coming? And feel out whole your body and whole your space, each cell. And God now inhales, his breath is out softly, smoothly, gently, with your appreciation. God exhales, his peace, his abundance, life force, creativity, everything is coming to you. You receive it. And God inhales. You send him your appreciation and gratitude. So you are part of God breathing. You are part of universal breathing. You don't need to preserve this breathing. God bless, God peace, God wisdom. Everyone deserves to have it. You are taken care of perfectly like this. And your appreciation and gratitude is with God, with love. Love is coming. And thank you is going. Continue to focus on God's breathing, and now imagine or invite one particular person in front of you. Look at this person with your inner eye. So now God exhales and his breath is coming through this person. And God inhales your appreciation and gratitude to back to God through this person. God exhales His love and abundance and health, wealth is coming through this person to you. And God inhales, His breath is coming back with your appreciation and gratitude through this person. Constantly, you are receiving love through this person. You receive peace and power all the time through this person. Now you invite a few more people around you and imagine God's breath is still coming to you through these people. And God's breath is going through these people. We will focus on our breathing a little bit longer today. Please stay here. So invite more people, probably all the people in your life. Invite everyone around you, and God's breath is coming to you through all the people. And God blesses out through all these people. So you receive love, peace, abundance, health, wealth, security, safety, trust, joy, passion, compassion, honesty, flexibility, creativity, everything is coming through all the people. And when you appreciate something, appreciate to God, it's equal to appreciate to all the people. So stay with this sight. Stay with this vision for a few minutes. God bless and all grace is coming through the people. And your gratitude, your love is back to God through all the people. Together, we receive everything together, all together. So this sight, this vision is holiness itself. This is what's going on all the time. holy message, holy guidance, God's love is shared like this. As long as you remember this dynamics, this holiness, this truth, you can't avoid noticing all your gratitude is reached to all the people on the earth, and you can witness it. So now ask God anything what you like to have, anything what you want, anything what you desire, and see how it comes. God definitely gives you through all the people. And all the people receive your gratitude and appreciation as a proof that you receive the gift of God. So everyone in your life is a mailman. Everyone comes to your life to pass you the gift. And you have to pass the evidence that you received it to people. Please ask, it comes through the people, through your brothers and sisters. This is holiness. This is sonship. And there is nothing our holiness cannot do. Ask anything, whatever you want to accomplish. It comes through the people. And see your gratitude and appreciation is sent through the people. Now finally come back to normal breathing and just relax. Even though you don't focus on it, your breathing, your holy breathing is continued. You receive all the time, and you send out your appreciation and gratitude all the time, and all the people in your life, they are the witness. There is no exceptional. Once more, invite a particular person in front of you. And in your mind, tell this person, there is nothing your holiness cannot do. And ask the holiness of this person, please show me whatever you wanna tell me now. This is a holy spiritual communication. Ask this person's holiness, please teach me, please tell me whatever I need to know right now, whatever you wanna tell me right now. Ask and wait. If you really can trust this person's holiness can do anything, you would receive the answer. If you receive answer and still you have a further question, ask the holiness of that person. What does it mean? Or give me more advice. Anything. The answer, God's answer, definitely comes through this person. and keep the answer. Keep the answer with your appreciation and gratitude, and with your breathing, your appreciation and gratitude is giving out to all the people in your life. Please give them. Please give us. Please give all the people in this room. You receive the message and you give. All of us here with you to witness you receive the gift, to witness your gratitude and appreciation, to join your gift. To join your joy and happiness. Everyone around you, anytime, in any situation, the one and only purpose there, to be there, it is to be witness that you receive the gift, and they receive your gratitude and appreciation, and witness the gift together. So receive the gift and give it to all. Receive the peace. Give it to all. Receive happiness. Give it to all. And slowly repeat by yourself, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In any kind of situation I involved in, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. In this particular situation I'm involved in, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. My holiness can do anything with my life situation right now. Only my holiness can use my situation, my past, my history, my skill, my experience, my intelligence, my technique, my license, my body, fully for peace and happiness. And I can witness it by observing all the people around you, receive my gratitude and appreciation. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 38. So please remember this mantra. And please remember the sight. Love and happiness, life force, is coming to you through the people. And your gratitude, appreciation to be sent to God, universe, through all the people. Everyone in your life is there for you, here for you. Okay, now slowly bring your consciousness onto a long straight line penetrating you. And remember, you are firmly grounded. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. All of us need miracles. 2017, we need miracles. That's why each of us has to be the light of the world. Don't be affected by anything. You are not such kind of being. You are always effective. Whatever you think, it's effective. It affects everything. It affects not only to you, to everyone. So please be a receiver. Please receive love and send out gratitude and appreciation. This is a way to be a leader. And this is a way of being a miracle worker. So thank you very much for coming, all beautiful miracle workers. Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you very much.